A farm bill within reach. Thanks for joining us again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. This week, finally, there could be new farm policy to guide our nation's most important industry.
We need it because it's a safety net for farmers. And certainly we have a lot of farmers right now where prices are pretty good, and the safety net isn't going to be as important this year as other years. But, you know, we have folks who say, well, prices are good in agriculture. They're going to be good forever. Let's cut back on this safety net. And sometimes we forget that prices are cyclical, and we're in good times now, but we know those prices will go be back down, and we have to have the safety net there in the bad times.
American Farm Bureau's farm policy specialist Mary Kay Thatcher says the full House and Senate are expected to vote on what was supposed to be the 2007 Farm Bill this week, and after several months of negotiating, the bipartisan House and Senate Conference Committee feel that they have a good bill. And so do many other ag organizations.
It is a bipartisan bill. You've got both the chairman and ranking members of the House and the Senate Ag Committees that are supporting this. Now, we have a little bit of pushback from some other folks elsewhere. We're working very diligently on Republicans in the House because the president has said he is going to veto this bill. So that means if we pass it and then he vetoes at the end of next week, we'll have to come back and we'll have to have two-thirds of the senators and two-thirds of the House to override that veto.
Now, Farm Bureau believes they can get enough votes to override a presidential veto, and Thatcher says, simply, our farmers are worth it.
And, you know, we get a lot of criticism in the press about how much domestic support agriculture here gets, but if you look at numbers that are calculated for developed countries around the world, we're still way below average in the support that we provide our farmers. And when you remember that we don't just compete with the farmer across the county line, we compete with farmers around the world. We've got to have something so that our farmers aren't out there on their own competing against farmers and governments elsewhere.
Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.